Business on Hot 102.7 with MoneyWeb.
And finally on our program tonight, Markets and Company News, I'm in conversation with Stembile Bopela from FNB Wealth and Investments. Stembile, let's start with this. Naspers shares jumping 2.2% last night, putting a value to the company of around 837 billion rand. This is an impressive number, and the company really is poised for more growth, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. I think, you know, it is much of that uplift that we saw was on the back of what we saw previously. You know, the U.S. designation of Tencent as a military company did a lot to detract some of that value. And I mean, I think it was just a reminder of how deep and how widely impactful the geopolitical tensions between Washington and Beijing are. But yeah, definitely we've seen the stock, you know, sort of come back quite strongly over the past month. And some of that coming from DeepSeek AI, you know, which, you know, beat various barriers to become a leading large language model compared to some of the more expensive that we've seen from the US, which in turn, you know, I think rekindled interest in Chinese tech in general. But yeah, so I think definitely that the impact of Tencent, but also, you know, I think more recently the meeting between the Chinese government and entrepreneurs, some of the leading tech business leaders in the region, regardless of the details, I think just the meeting itself was a good indicator of, you know, the government's stance towards tech and, you know, towards business in general becoming more agreeable and supportive. And I think that definitely lends some positive upside.
All right, let's pivot from Naspers now to DRD Gold. A 65% increase in earnings at the halfway stage. It's an unhedged producer and it's benefiting from higher gold prices. Bullion continues its surge.
It definitely does. I mean, we've seen gold, you know, have a really good month. In fact, year in general, you know, prices are up over 40% 1 year and 12% year to date. You know, it has been, we've seen, you know, the risk sentiments around definitely, you know, geopolitical tensions that have been happening. President Trump's tariff threats have continued to boost, you know, sort of the safe haven demand for the yellow metal, but also, you know, continued central bank buying. But also, you know, we've seen some just general heightened demand as a store of value in uncertain times that, you know, has been quite positive for prices. And so, yeah, definitely we've seen gold counters in general benefit from that. And DRD Gold, you know, I think operationally as well, they've also been sort of on the better footing compared to some of the sector peers. And so, yeah, definitely that strong increase in the bottom line, which is tracking well ahead of full-year growth expectations, was quite an impressive number for the group.
And also, Stembile, part of a bigger disbursement strategy or a slimming down strategy, call it whatever you want, Anglo now has agreed to the sale of its nickel business for $500 million, and it's in an agreement with a company based in Singapore.
Yeah, so yeah, we can call it slimming down because it is going to result in a much smaller operation from what it previously used to be. But yeah, it is in line with, you know, Anglo's strategy that we've seen to streamline its portfolio and focus on copper, on iron ore, as well as on crop nutrients. So, you know, it is sort of a agreement is in line with that general sort of streamlining of the business. And I think it's also going to be very positive in terms of the helping the company pay down its debt. This together with, you know, the selling of the coal assets as well, I think is going to go a very long way of towards decreasing its debt burden, which at the half year mark was at around 11 billion. So yeah, quite a, I think a positive projection or sort of progression for Anglo's in its strategy. Mm.
Just looking at Naspers shares very quickly, up 2.9%, and also a nice run on Kumba shares today.
Yeah, I think there is an element of, you know, all, you know, the tide lifts all ships or whatever the saying is. The general outlook for commodity prices is quite positive. But I think also their recent results, you know, showed, their recent updates showed full year production and sales were within guidance, which for them was a notable highlight, you know. And there is a factor of, you know, iron ore prices have remained under pressure due to subdued steel demand. But, you know, Kumba's realized average price was above the benchmark. So I think that also definitely been a positive for underpin for them generally.
And let me just finish with a very open-ended question, but is there anything specific that is either worrying the market about tomorrow's budget or any expectation of what it would like to see the minister say?
It is quite open-ended because I think, you know, there are a few factors that the market is definitely going to be paying attention to in terms of the budget. You know, it is the first review since the formation of the government of national unity. So I think that's also quite an important consideration. But definitely, I think the narrowing of the fiscal deficit remains a key outcome for Treasury. But, you know, especially in the context of, you know, the need to balance this with, you know, sort of the urgent growth priorities that the state has in general. There are external pressures as well that, you know, Treasury has to deal with. I mentioned, you know, the geopolitical pressures earlier that are stemming from the U.S. also a significant sort of consideration to deal with. In general, I think revenue and spending have generally been on track with Treasury's projections, which, you know, could limit any sort of unexpected sort of fiscal spillage, so to speak. So I think there's definitely a few things that, you know, the market's going to be paying attention to, including, you know, the SOEs, you know, what's the government stance on Transnet's fiscal financial position, rather, is also going to be another major focus point, definitely.
And we'll talk again soon. Thank you very much indeed. That's Stembile Bopela from FNB Wealth and Investments.
Heart Business on Heart 1027 with MoneyWeb.